Ja, wir sind jetzt in der iranischen Botschaft hier in Wien. Die iranische Botschaft ist direkt neben der russischen Botschaft. Vor mir sitzt der iranische Botschafter Eshram Sharomi, einer der wichtigsten Personen, denn Wien ist ja nicht nur ein UN-Standort, sondern in Wien gibt es auch die Atomenergiebehörde. Mr. Ambassador, thank you that we can be with you. The first question is, U.S. President Donald Trump stated that the 12-day war against Iran is over and that there will be a ceasefire in place. What is Iran's response to this?
Yeah, well, as you're aware, my Minister of Foreign Affairs very clearly stated the position of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And he clearly said that provided that Israeli regime stops its aggressions against Iranian people, then Iran is ready to somehow actually stop its military operations in response. That's the very clear position, provided that the Israeli regime, which has imposed such an aggression against my country, stops its military aggression against our country.
So these are your conditions to sign this ceasefire. But did Israel stop?
Apparently, there are contradictory reports. I guess, first of all, we should certify that they have stopped their aggression because they have initiated these actually acts of aggression upon us. That's why we should be very careful. And provided that this happens, Iran is ready to somehow stop its military operations in response to those aggressions. And then any agreement regarding the ceasefire would be made later on after certifying that the aggression is stopped.
But on the other hand side, despite the ceasefire, additional rockets were fired from Iran to Israel today in the morning, shortly after 6 o'clock. So this is another answer.
As far as I know, and to the best of my knowledge, the actually military of the Islamic Republic of Iran, the chief military of the Islamic Republic of Iran, as well as the very supreme national security of my country, very, very clearly and categorically rejected any sort of attack by missiles after the deadline.
Yeah, but interesting was also that 2 days ago, Iran warned Qatar shortly before 14 rockets were launched against a U.S. base in Doha. Why did you warn them?
Indeed, you know that it was a very legitimate right to self-defense by Iran vis-a-vis the illegal aggression by the United States in clear breach of international law and also the Charter of the United Nations against our safeguarded nuclear facilities, peaceful nuclear facilities. That's why Iran decided to exercise its right to self-defense and to respond to that very act of aggression by the United States. And Iran, very in line with its rights under the Charter of the United Nations and in line with the legitimate right to self-defense, targeted one of the military bases of the United States in the region. And of course, we have a very paternal and friendly relationship with our Qatar, brotherly state of Qatar. And that's why we do not want to in a way to somehow actually harm our very excellent relationship with the state of Qatar.
It sounds that you are ready to negotiate. What role could the Emir of Qatar play in this situation at the moment?
Well, as I said earlier, we have a very fraternal and friendly relationship with the state of Qatar, and the very Emir of Qatar, and we welcome any initiative, any role which could be played by any responsible member of the United Nations to contribute to the maintenance of international and regional peace and security in our region.
Yeah, last Saturday, the U.S. Strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities in Fordow, in Natanz, and in Isfahan. And now the whole world is asking what happened really there, what is destroyed, and is really, as the Americans tells us all the time, that Iran's capacity to produce weapons-grade uranium, whose serve is damaged to these facilities?
Yeah, first of all, United States launched this illegal attack in clear breach of the old norms and rules of international law and the Charter of the United Nations, as well as the Constitute of the IAEA, statute of the IAEA, indeed. And it was a very surprised that the permanent member of the Security Council of the United Nations, which has the responsibility for maintenance of international peace and security, first and foremost, has launched a very illegal attack on a founding member of the United Nations and a country which is a party to the NPT, Non-Proliferation Treaty, and has a very comprehensive safeguard agreement with the IAEA. And it was quite surprising and unacceptable and in clear breach of international law. I should say, secondly, that for sure it had some damages, but our relevant authorities are considering and investigating the attack, and they are in contact with the IAEA as the watchdog of the United Nations regarding the nuclear peaceful facilities.
Yeah, but everybody is speaking about that Iran is trying to work on a nuclear bomb. Is it a lie in your opinion, or is it based on facts? What is it? Everybody is discussing this question. What was really going on in these facilities in Fordow, Natanz, and in Isfahan? Working on the bomb?
First and foremost, as I said, Iran is a committed party to the Non-Proliferation Treaty. Iran, at the same time, is a party to all disarmament agreement at international levels. Secondly, Iran is a member to the IAEA and has a very comprehensive safeguard agreement with the IAEA regarding its nuclear peaceful program. And you know that all the nuclear facilities of Iran is under the supervision, the full supervision of the IAEA. And so far, there has been no credible report by the IAEA regarding any diversion of the peaceful nuclear program of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I categorically reject any sorts of fabrications, any sorts of illusions that is propagating by a regime such as Israeli regime, which is not a party to the NPT, has a very clandestine military nuclear program, and possess at least 200 warhead, nuclear warheads, and an entity which has attacked to all its neighbors during the past 6 or 7 decades.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. But if a ceasefire, as it is declared now, holds, will inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency, which is based here in Vienna, will they be allowed to come to Iran to inspect all those facilities?
We have been, as a committed member of the IAEA, always cooperating with the IAEA, and of course, with new circumstances, we need to evaluate the situation and evaluate our cooperation, and that's it depends on the decision by the high-ranking officials of my country.
But for my understanding, to make it clear, Iran never worked on a nuclear bomb.
True. That's exactly the truth, and I really expect the conscience of the mass media to pay due attention to this very fact that Iran has been never seeking for nuclear weapons. Iran has maintained its peaceful nuclear program for peaceful purposes, and any claim otherwise is very false and out of question.
Yeah, your foreign minister had been in Moscow, I think, 2 days ago. Is there an agreement between Putin and the regime in Iran to work together in this, as you call, aggression against Iran from Israel and the United States?
Let me first of all correct your wording. Iran is a sovereign state. Iran is not a regime. The government of Iran is a democratically elected government, and we are a sovereign and independent state. Secondly, with regard to recent visit by Minister of Foreign Affairs to Moscow, you know that all the time we have political consultations with our friends all over the world. And of course, first and foremost, we rely on our people and on our very powerful military capabilities. That's for sure.
So in the last days, there had been many, many rumors about your recent and about your supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. He was not in public. There was no speech. And there had been speculations that he may soon step down from power. How do you respond to these rumors?
Let me make it very clear that Iran is a sovereign state, and Ayatollah Khamenei is the legal and constitutional leader of my country, and he has been active in all state of affairs of my country, and all we don't care about the rumors and the speculations. It's really ridiculous.
Yes, but especially in America, they were speaking about, as you say, government change, not regime change. What do you respond to this? I think last time the defense minister of America, he was speaking about that.
It's really ridiculous. We don't take care of these assertions. And as I said, Iran is a sovereign state, and we rely on the our people, and we rely on our capabilities, and we do not take into account the sort of very biased, politically motivated assertions here and there. We are a very proud country with a very long-standing history of civilization, and we rely on our people, and we do not take care about some nonsense statements.
How do you see U.S. President Donald Trump?
What do you mean?
Yeah, in his decisions to start this war against Iran. What is your comment on this?
It's very clear that the decision of President Trump to actually launch a very illegal attack in clear breach of all norms and standards of international law and in clear breach of the Charter of the United Nations was something that people all around the world are witnessing, and they can have their own judgment. It's totally unacceptable, it's illegal, and very, very provocative.
And the Israeli side, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, and the Foreign Minister Katz, do you trust them if they sign the ceasefire agreement?
We do not have trust in their statements, in their promises. As I said, we just try on the strength of our people and on the decision of our country. That's all.
Yes, and people in Europe, all over the world, they are afraid of a potential third world war. What do you tell them? What will happen?
Well, I can say that we are the victim of a very illegal act of aggression. It was initiated by the Israeli regime. We are the victim. We have not initiated this very dangerous situation. And we just are defending our country and our people in accordance with the rules of the international law. And it is our legitimate right in accordance with Article 51 of the Charter of the United Nations to use the right to self-defense. That's it.
Yes, but if there is once again a response from Israel to Iran, you will send rockets to Israel.
That's for sure. We are defending ourselves. If they are attacking us, you expect us to stay idle and not respond? It's not logical at all.
How strong is the military in Iran?
I can assure you that we have full confidence in the strength and very powerful military forces.
In the last 12 days, a lot of leaders of the Republic Guards were killed, even some physicians were killed, and the military, that's what the American defense minister told the media, the military was not attacked by the Americans. Is this true?
This is the fact that we have lost a number of our military personalities and our commanders, but fortunately they have been replaced by very capable other commanders who are in place right now and are defending very decisively our people, our country, and our national interest.
An American singer, Pink, called once again the American's president. If you look in the morning to the mirror, what do you see, Mr. President? If you look to the mirror, Mr. Ambassador, do you think that the Iran and the government in Iran is really doing everything that there will be a peaceful future for the whole region?
Indeed, as I explained, we do not hesitate to defend our country, defend our people, and defend and protect our national interest. And we will do it very decisively, and we are very helpful to the prosperity of our country. That's all I can share with you right now.
Yes, so thank you, Mr. Ambassador. We will see what will happen in the next few days. Das war der iranische Botschafter im Interview für OE24 TV. Er sagt relativ klar, der Iran hat kein Interesse an einer weiteren Eskalation der Situation, aber man wird auch militärisch darauf antworten, wenn man angegriffen wird.